Another strike near a NATO member. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Russia continues its barrages in Ukraine, attacking a target valuable to keeping their forces at bay, and again coming close to a city in Poland.
4 miles from the western refugee hub of Lviv and 50 miles from NATO ally Poland's border, 4 Russian cruise missiles hit an aircraft repair facility, critically one that maintains MiG fighter jets much in demand by Ukraine. In fact, the Lviv region is a key conduit for military aid shipped in by the U.S. and other countries. Meanwhile, in Mariupol, rescue workers pulled 130 survivors out of the wreckage of the theater-turned-shelter hit by Russian strikes. It's feared as many as 1,300 might still be under the rubble. And Russia's unrelenting pounding of the capital, Kyiv, continues. One killed and 19 injured when another residential building was hit. Russia says it doesn't intentionally target civilians.
Fox's Greg Palkot in Lviv. Ukraine's president in a video address said there is no information at the moment about how many people have been killed in Mariupol, the port city that's been surrounded for weeks. The White House says President Biden warned China's President Xi Jinping in a video call that there will be consequences if it provides military or economic assistance for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Israel's foreign minister and prime minister warning the U.S. against removing Iran's Revolutionary Guard from the list of foreign terrorist organizations.
This is what they write. The IRGC is a terrorist organization that has murdered thousands of people, including Americans. We refuse to believe that the U.S. would remove its designation as a terrorist organization and do so in exchange for a promise not to harm Americans. Sources briefed on the consideration say the Biden administration has made no decisions on this yet.
Fox's Rich Edson at the State Department. South Carolina has announced it will allow firing squad executions. The method was put into state law last year after a decade-long pause. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Britain has officially banned Russian state TV from being shown in the UK.
The UK's broadcast media regulator says the Russian network RT is unable to provide impartial coverage of the war in Ukraine. A British official saying freedom of expression is something we guard fiercely in this country. Authorities conducted 29 investigations into RT's coverage of the war. RT responded by saying the move takes away access to information and ignores its, quote, clean record of 4 consecutive years. Roger Stern, Fox News.
A well-known outdoor wear company is reaping the benefits of the pandemic.
With a drastic change in lifestyle, Americans turned to the fruits of Freeport, Maine to cope, and the coronavirus pandemic drove L.L. Bean to double-digit revenue growth and a happy bonus for its workers. CEO Steve Smith says we had a fantastic year, biggest sales surge since the 90s, up 14%, as Americans dove into what they call athleisure wear for work at home, comfy slippers, and reconnected to the outdoors for sanity. Categories like outerwear, active footwear, camping, hiking, and winter sports. Bean's board shared the wealth with workers who get a 20% bonus, 12% in cash, 8% in 401k contributions for all 5,500 workers. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Volkswagen is recalling more than 246,000 SUVs in the U.S. and Canada because faulty wiring harnesses can make them brake unexpectedly, sometimes while in traffic. The recall comes 3 days after the Associated Press reported 47 people had complained to U.S. safety regulators about the problem, some reporting nearly being rear-ended by other vehicles. Volkswagen says the recall covers certain Atlas SUVs from the 2019 through 2023 model years, as well as the 2020 through 2023 Atlas Cross Sport. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.